So how does all of our data fit with everybody else's? Well, this is the results from our studies for studies which looked at chewing betel quid without tobacco amongst non-smokers, and we're pretty consistent with other studies. The ones that seem to record a much higher risk, studies from Taiwan, and I'm not quite clear why that is, but I think it might be the control selection that they've used. And in the lower graphic, we've got studies where they've adjusted for smoking in betel quid chewers without tobacco. So betel quid increases your risk of oral cancer.